Capitol Heights, Maryland is in the middle of Prince George's County, where the roads allow for an easy exit from Washington, D.C. This part of Maryland is one of the most congested areas in the United States, and the road conditions are often difficult to manage. As drivers come through the area, they must be aware of how they can protect themselves and their families. A driver who travels through Capitol Heights needs to be aware of how congestion impacts their drive and how to deal with poor road conditions, bad weather, potentially intoxicated drivers, and distractions. How could a driver be involved in a car accident in Capitol Heights? Speeding. Speed-induced accidents are so common, accounting for 26% of all crashes in the United States, that they could occur at any time while also involving other issues that might arise, including distraction, poor weather conditions, and poor road conditions. The easiest way to avoid these crashes is to slow down. Motorists must also be diligent when checking the roadway. When other drivers are speeding through traffic, it is best to get out of their way as quickly as possible. Someone who is willing to speed may also make reckless maneuvers that cause accidents. Driving drunk or impaired, driving under the influence, DUI, is not limited to drunk drivers, who should not get behind the wheel. Someone who only had a few drinks might seem as though they are safe to drive, but their reaction times are hampered, they often have blurred vision, and/or they are extremely tired. DUI also includes the use of prescription medications. For example, someone who recently passed a kidney stone may have been prescribed a strong painkiller. Some medications are extremely powerful, and patients are advised not to drive or operate heavy machinery. A well-meaning driver who is simply trying to cope with their pain could cause a crash and be charged with DUI. Large trucks pass through Capitol Heights because they are on I-95 or delivering to local businesses. These trucks range from cargo trucks and box trucks to tractor trailers that weigh tens of thousands of pounds. Drivers may have less control managing one of these vehicles due to its massive size. Pedestrians, bicycles, and motorcycles are impossible to see in the dark, and move through lanes where cars and trucks can drive. For example, pedestrians use crosswalks while traffic is moving around them. Pedestrians are even in crosswalks when vehicles can turn left through the crosswalk. Drivers must be extremely careful, and pedestrians should not cross until they have a signal to do so. Accidents at intersections. Intersection accidents often occur when a driver has run through a stoplight, blown through a stop sign, or proceeded without looking both ways. Some people fail to yield when it is clear there is another vehicle in the intersection, or the intersection can become even more dangerous when pedestrians are crossing, traffic is coming the other way, and someone is turning left. There might even be confusion about who can proceed in an intersection. How will victims be compensated if a lawsuit is filed? Drivers who are injured or lose loved ones in car accidents can file suit against the at-fault driver or entity for damages, including all hospital and doctor's costs, any lost wages as a result of missed work or a career change necessitated by the accident, pain and suffering, punitive damages. Although other drivers are most often to blame for accidents, faulty vehicles, construction sites, and even road debris can cause accidents. If a driver swerves around a massive bundle of lumber that has fallen off a cargo truck, the company that manages the truck is liable for that accident. Third-party lawsuits may also be filed against the manufacturers of defective vehicles or parts, construction companies, and/or municipal governments. A lawyer can also file a wrongful death lawsuit against the guilty party. The executor of the deceased's estate, their heir, or immediate family can file suit to recover damages after someone's death, including coverage for final expenses. All available compensation should be reviewed when consulting with a lawyer. Do accident victims need a lawyer? Accident victims and their families need a lawyer who can support them during this difficult time. Accident victims and family members have information that should be shared with a lawyer. For example, victims and witnesses are asked to do the following. Call 911. Collect pictures and/or videos of the accident scene. Get a copy of the police report. Call the insurance company to report the accident. Seek medical attention right away. Call an experienced car accident lawyer as soon as possible. A lawyer knows how to use all the information from the accident to create a case that should recover compensation. A lawyer is looking for a specific level of compensation, and they also talk to the family about how that compensation can be provided. This means that the family may begin negotiating with the responsible party or parties. If the family can reach a settlement with their lawyer's assistance, the case will be closed. If a lawyer believes the case should go to trial, the family will be asked to testify or attend for moral support. If the case is not judged in a favorable manner, a lawyer can also appeal the case. The Court of Appeals for the State of Maryland can hear the case where the family's lawyer will argue the case once again. The family is given legal support until they have exhausted all their options or received the compensation they are owed. Capitol Heights car accident lawyers at the law offices of Duane, O. King assist victims of car accidents.